Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Boston University medical school student has pleaded not guilty in the so-called Craigslist murder. 23-year-old Philip Markoff is accused of murdering a 26-year-old woman at the Marriott Copley Hotel earlier this month after responding to a Craigslist ad she posted for a massage. Investigators have said robbery was the motive in the killing, as well as an earlier robbery Markoff allegedly committed at the Westin Hotel in Boston. WBUR's Meghna Chakrabarty reports the investigation that led to yesterday's arraignment combined old-fashioned police work with modern cyber sleuthing.
The online origins of the Craigslist case led to the very tangible gavel and shackles reality of Boston Municipal Court yesterday.
Docket 09-CR-2751, the defendant before the court came charged with one count of murder and one.
The suspect, Philip Markoff, stood silently in court, his hands and feet in metal cuffs. The second-year medical student said nothing as Suffolk County Assistant District Attorney Jennifer Hickman described how the victim, Julissa Brisman, was shot three times as she tried to fight back against her attacker.
Two of those gunshots were through and through. One of the third one was lodged in her left hip. And one of the injuries, the bullet that went through Ms. Brisman's heart, according to the medical examiner, would have caused her death immediately.
The murder came just 4 days after the robbery of another woman at the Westin Copley Place Hotel. Philip Markoff pleaded not guilty to both attacks. Following the arraignment, Markoff's attorney John Salzberg said prosecutors had yet to provide him with a shred of evidence linking his client to the crimes.
I have not received any document or report or piece of evidence, so all I have at the moment are words, no proof of anything.
But law enforcement officials claim Markoff littered the crime scenes with proof, both physical and virtual. Suffolk County District Attorney Daniel Conley.
What led police to Philip Markoff initially was by tracing back his contact with Julissa Brisman via email. By doing that, they identified his internet provider's address at that Quincy location where he lives.
Police were led to Markoff by that virtual fingerprint, which, in a world of geotagging and 3G cell phones, criminals often forget they leave behind. However, computer forensics experts warn that while an IP address may make for compelling evidence, it is by no means concrete. Chief Louis Pacheco heads the Raynham Police Department. He's also founder of the Massachusetts Regional Electronic and Computer Crimes Task Force. He says while identifying a suspect's IP address is important, it only gets you to the front door. Behind the door, there could be many computer users, or there could be an unsecured wireless router, open and available for hijack by anyone else in the building.
So not only do you have to know who's on the computer, you have to know who's on that network. It's not unusual now to have information come back for a specific IP address and have it be somebody else's.
Which is why law enforcement sources say it's the other evidence, the old-fashioned kind collected at Markoff's Quincy apartment, that may have the most to reveal about the attacks. Again, Suffolk DA Daniel Conley.
Among other items, a firearm was recovered, restraints, and duct tape.
Conley says the gun hasn't yet been forensically examined, but that the plastic restraints are similar to ones used to bind the victim's hands. However, none of this gets to the question of motive. Conley would only venture robbery as the reason behind Markoff's alleged actions. Several media reports cite unidentified law enforcement sources that claim Markoff was a problem gambler with large debts. Conley would not respond to those allegations. But on the day he was arrested, Philip Markoff was on I-95 near Walpole. He was on his way to Foxwoods Resort Casino with his fiancée. For WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.